All right, we're hit on this. In case you missed our last hour, we ended it with this idea that teams are slowing down, that the tempo era is dead, according to Bill Conley. You can look at time of possession that did not mean a whole lot. You know, when you're Clemson and you're going with hurry, 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 and Taj Boyd throwing to Sammy Watkins and he breaking a, you know, one play 80-yard drive because he was slant and go against Georgia and he scores and Georgia goes on an 8-yard field goal run or 8-yard, I mean, 8-play field goal drive or 8-play drive in which you score and you grind off 8 or 10 minutes off the clock, whatever, and then you get the ball back and you score a long touchdown pass again. Well, time of possession means nothing. In 2010, 2015, you could lose a time of possession and win by 30 points because you're scoring quickly. Now teams are slowing it down. It was Spain, I believe you said, in soccer, that the way that they possessed it on offense and it made you work harder on defense and that wore your offense out more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't do it in football that way. We obviously have offensive and defensive units out this way. But remember, in basketball, they do it too. Virginia was so – you had to work so hard because they possessed it for so long on defense – when you're on the defensive end, that you're worn out by offensive end. Anyway, time of possession was big there. And I'll just give you a couple quick things here. One is Ohio State last year, the only game that Ohio State played in which they lost a time of possession was the loss to Miami. Even in the loss to Illinois or Indiana in the Big Ten championship game, they still had the ball for a little bit longer. And it wasn't a lot, but had the ball a little bit longer. The figure there was – Ryan Day has an NFL background, but we control the clock. We control the ball. Our defense is on the sideline. You're going to score a lot more ways to score offensively than defensively, and we have game control because we control the football. And I get that. Now, I would say that and seasons are longer, and depth is more of an issue now. When you can stockpile – talent, five-star to five-star to five-star, and your second team, third team guys. Well, now guys are going off and they're transferring out, so you don't have the depth that you once had. So you can understand why that's happening a little bit. The point is that it's happening, and that teams are running fewer plays, and they're going for it on fourth down more. So you're punting less, and you're having longer drives. All that makes sense.
Yeah, and I think the reduction in scoring output, average points per game across the board for a lot of teams, has a lot to do with getting your defense a rest as well. Because when you're going out there and you're running plays quick, 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 you're scoring in 2 minutes, your defense doesn't get any rest, and they're going to allow more points.
Yeah.
And if you look at the team, I mean, Miami and Ohio State specifically last year, look how good their defense was. Look at the efficiency of their defense.
The best defense you can have is when your defense is sitting on the sidelines. And, oh, by the way, Indiana, they lost the time of possession battle by 26 seconds in that game when they won 13-10. But with the Heisman Trophy, you think about this, Ryan Day offensive genius. Kirk Cignetti, offensive genius. In that game, Indiana, in the Big Ten championship game, 13-10 is the final. Indiana ran 57 plays, and Ohio State ran 56 plays. Remember when Chad Morris got to Clemson before, first time around? We want to run 80 plays a game?
Yeah, yeah. If we ran 57 plays in a game under Chad Morris – there'd be hell to pay.
Yes, yes. I'll tell you how important time of possession, and it's not all the time, but in like close games. So one of the reasons why Ohio State pounded Michigan last year was that Ohio State had the ball for 40 minutes and 1 second, and Michigan had the ball for 19 minutes and 59 seconds. That's you had the ball for twice as long. Michigan's defense is on the field twice as long. Now, again, a part of that is you go, well, you must have run a ton of plays. No, they really didn't run all that many plays. This time, only 73 plays. You had the ball for 40 minutes and ran 73 plays. You could run 80 plays and have it 25 minutes. if you go faster. I noticed it with Alabama last year. A lot of it is changing the play at the line of scrimmage, but Alabama was a great example of it last year where they just wanted to grind it down. Maybe they didn't trust their defense as much. But over the course of a season, the fewer snaps you're playing on defense, the less time you're on the field on defense, less time for injuries, less time that second, third team guys are having to play, makes sense. That's the trend in college football. I don't like it, but that's the trend. Mario Cristobal said after beating Ohio State with that one, there's going to be some games where you want to play keep away and you want to take a little bit of air out of the ball and make sure that you limit the number of possessions. There's a way to beat everybody, right? But that happened in a slugfest. Two teams, high-level players, really physical. Now, again, there's more than one way to do it, and there's more than one way, that different opponents and different ways to go about that. But to me, the best coaches are the ones that can control that tempo to shorten the game when it needs to be shortened and lengthen the game when it needs to be lengthened. Clark Lee said, quote, Indiana-Miami, national championship game, both ranked in the top 11 in most time possessions. Both of them averaging more than 30 seconds per play. All right?
30 seconds per – that's – wow.
Yeah, that's two of the slowest teams in the country on offense playing for the national championship. Clark Lee, the Vanderbilt head coach, said, quote, there's a real awareness of the fact that if you're going to snap the ball 100 times a game and you're going to play 17 games, at some point in time you're going to run out of steam. There's an understanding that winning games is enough. How do you build leads? How do you shorten the game? How do you get the next game healthy? It's a very good point. Matt Rhule, coach of Panthers, Baylor, and Nebraska, said the college game got much closer to the NFL game now. He says, quote, we used to practice so much in the Big 12 versus tempo. I mean, fastball after fastball after fastball, and it's kind of gone. Games are shrinking now. And he said, I think it's a good thing. Brett Bielema, the average snap time is down now, not by choice but by operation. More teams are huddling now than ever before. You're seeing that. Huddling up. So part of that sign-stealing technology. There's a lot of reasons for it. But that's very, very interesting that we're seeing teams that play just play longer. Just take the air out of it. Ohio State, I think, was one of the best. I'll get to the stats on this in a second. But Alabama was another one last year.
It's a really interesting trend, but I think you owe Justin Thomas an apology.
How so?
Pace of play.
I like it. Alabama last year lost to Florida State and lost the turnover. I mean, lost the time possession. Alabama last year, when they lost to Oklahoma, let's see what this one looks like here. They actually won that battle, the time of possession with that one. And then the loss to Georgia last year. Well, Bama couldn't move the ball in that game. That's what happened there. That's where Georgia had it for 37 minutes. Bama, 23 minutes. Bama couldn't get first downs. SEC championship game. But then losing to Indiana at the end of the in the Rose Bowl, again, Indiana had it for 10 more minutes than Alabama had it. But even in that one, you're thinking, man, they've got the ball for 34 minutes and 21 seconds. In that game, they ran 66 plays. They only threw 16 passes. They ran 66 plays. Bama ran 56 plays. It's pretty easy. Well, it's easier to hold a team to 3 points and 11 first downs and 193 yards and 23 yards rushing on 17 carries when you got to play defense for 56 snaps rather than 80 snaps. And that's the trend of college football. We're going to slow it down. We're going to grind that clock down. If you watch the NFL, every single play comes down to, he's not going to get it off, man. 2-1, he's not going to get it off. Hut, 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 and you go. It's like, oh, man. And a lot of times they don't get it off, but they give them the benefit of doubt anyway. NFL is a great example of that. But again, long seasons. wanting to preserve. What it is load management for the number of plays. It's an interesting concept. It's not the only thing. We'll talk about timeout usage, and when we come back, there's an interesting thing to do with that. And then there's a new word in college football that we've never used before, but Bill Conley says you'll start to hear more of it in 2026. So with that said, you interested in that? Did I tease that enough?
I'm very interested, yes.
Okay, all right.
I like Billy Conley.
Yeah, he's interesting. He's an interesting cat. Short break. We'll come back. I'll tell you about the new catchphrase in college football right after this. I'll give you the new keyword in college football. But let me first go to our Pratt Injury Lawyer phone lines where Alan in Greenville checks in from retirement. What are you doing up so early, Alan? This is a little early, man. You need to be sleeping
in. I'm headed to a golf tournament. I normally call you when I'm riding, so that's what I'm doing.
There you go. Good. Well, good. Hope you play well today.
Me too. And just got in the truck, and I always get Will and Mike mixed up, so I apologize to him. But just real quick, I heard you a little bit of your conversation, and this is just a question I've always had. If you've covered it already today, then just say we've already said it. But why does NFL use under center quarterbacking way more than college does, and where they use shotgun? Really, I know the difference and why some, but why do the leagues, why are they so different? Why do quarterbacks have to switch to under center when they go to NFL? Why do they not go more shotgun?
It's an interesting deal. I think that there's a couple of reasons for it. Number one is the running game. In the NFL, when Tony Dungy did the Tampa 2 stuff and those high safety looks, they're not going to give up the big plays. I think that puts more of an emphasis on the run game. And college is doing this now too. But with that, the more pocket passers are in the NFL rather than the more athletic quarterbacks, because you got to be able to throw the ball downfield more. So you're not taking advantage of zone read type stuff as much. And you're paying a quarterback hundreds of millions of dollars, and you don't want to run him an awful lot if you don't have to. Or in the college game, you tend to run the quarterback a little bit more. The running game gives you a better angle game under center, not necessarily giving the running back, you know, most of his plays going to the opposite side of the wherever he's lined up on, maybe, and more downhill running, and then a little more play action. It's an easier play action look. I mean, you can still run play action out of shotgun, maybe. I'm just trying to think. But mainly is they're not going to want to run a quarterback as much. And so, you know, there are very few, outside of a quarterback draw, very few run plays for the quarterback under center, maybe. And I'm just, these are just thinking out loud.
That's very true. And you rarely think of a quarterback in college can improve as a running quarterback in college. But Jaden Hurts is one. I've always liked him.
Yeah.
But I remember sitting in the end zone the national championship game in Tampa, and he played great. He scored a running touchdown at the end, but he could not convert a third down. His accuracy was not good at all.
No.
He threw him out of bounds, missed his receivers.
Yeah.
But he got better in the pros. He went on to Oklahoma. I don't know if he got better there, but he sure got better at Philadelphia. So it can happen, but that he was not a good passer in college, but I do like him.
Yeah, and he did improve. I think he improved at Oklahoma. I think Lincoln Riley meant a lot to him there. And then did a great job of getting better in the pro game too, no doubt. No doubt about it. It's an interesting concept, though. I'm sure you got different people can check in with different opinions on that, but that's just a few little thoughts on that part.
Yeah, just a question I've always had. So Mickey, thanks for your time, buddy.
Play well today, Alan. Play well. And again, there's probably a lot more reasons of what I brought up, and a lot different ideas of that. I'm coaching with Jeff Scott now, and I'll ask Coach Scott that, of why that is the case. Are you ready for the word you're going to be hearing more in college football now, according to Bill Conley?
Yes. I want to – well, never mind. I was going to guess, but I
– Guess.
I couldn't. I couldn't come up with a joke.
Put you on the spot. You couldn't do
trickeration.
No. The word is, I feel like the password is, no, the word is sequencing. All right?
Sequencing. Yep. Okay.
So according to Bill Conley, you'll hear that word a lot more, and here's why. Conley says, and Adam Rittenberg in the article said, the first step in accepting that you live or the first step is accepting that you live more with fourth down lifestyle. The second step is embracing it. While converting third down still remains optimal against alternative, but the alternative now is you're understanding how many yards you need in fourth down territory range, four down territory. So you're putting yourself in that position to go for it more often now, and even farther away from the goal line now. And so you're actually running the ball more. It produces a willingness to run the ball on third and five because of sequencing. Instead of throwing an incomplete pass, you're not going for it on fourth and five, but if you can get 3 yards, you're going for it on fourth and two. So in 2019, quarterbacks threw short of the sticks 43% of the time on third down. In 2025, that average rose to 48.5. That's going to drive fans crazy. Why are we throwing short of the sticks on third down? Well, reason now is we're going for it on fourth down more. Rhett Lashley, SMU head coach, said, quote, "People are going for it on fourth down, and it's definitely the trend. So that happens that you're not worried about third down conversion percentage like you were." Saying that if I'm thinking about fourth down, then I'm more likely on third and six or third and seven to run the football, and it puts the defense in a tough spot. It's a totally different mindset, unquote. Notre Dame's offensive coordinator, Mike Denbrock, said, "Coach Freeman's pretty aggressive, allowing us to go for on fourth down, depending on where on the field. So it just opens up a lot of your play calls on third down. Third down now is like second down. Quite frankly, we've been able to take advantage of that. We broke down our third downs from last year, and we had so many runs on third and medium and the same as screen. So it just gives you an opportunity to do a little more multiple on third down, because third down's not the possession down." I remember, this is unquote now, but I remember when I was a kid, it drove my dad crazy when Bob Fulton would say, ball possession down coming up here. And he was meaning third down, that if you didn't get it, you got to punt. Well, nowadays, people aren't punting. We're going for it. And so now third down's not necessarily the ball possession down anymore. Virginia Tech's Jane Franklin said, quote, "Sequencing, which a lot of people are talking about now, may have happened on first down. You tell your coordinator, hey, we're in four down territory right now. So the third down distance typically would be a passing situation in many previous years. Now you open up the playbook for your coordinator because you got a fourth down available to you if needed. Sequencing is big now." Lincoln Riley says he gets booed when he runs the ball on third down, but he knows that fourth down is the make or break down now. Sequencing is tied to field position, by the way. Conley said teams view the area just inside the 50-yard line to the 30 or 35-yard line across midfield as one that opens up different possibilities now. Maryland's Mike Loxley is among the coaches who have a staff member close to the sideline before the offensive drives, mapping out two-down territory where it begins for the play-calling strategy. Brett Bielema says, quote, "Instead of making pooch punts or long field goals, teams in possession it say, okay, it's third and six. Why not give my offensive coordinator two downs to make it rather than call for his 48-yard field goal?" It's not all the calls have changed, but it's just the awareness of it has changed. It's an interesting concept, sequencing now.
That is really – that blows my mind that this is becoming a new thing, because that's what I always felt like was the standard, you know?
Well, we used to punt it, though. We used to kick field goals.
Yeah.
Now we don't.
But, I mean, based on what you do, based on the result of first down, that's going to affect what you do on second down.
Right.
And what happens on second down is going to affect what happens on third down, what play you run.
Right.
I just figured that's what people were doing all the time.
But, remember this now. I get your point, but remember this. If you're going to punt it on fourth down, what you do on first, second, third down is obviously very important. I used to tie this in. Third down conversions are tied to first down yardage.
Very true.
But with that said, if you're going four downs now, third down's like second down.
Which opens up your deep passes on first down, because right, you can allow yourself to just chuck one 100% downfield and be at second and 10.
Or you can run the ball more now because, I mean, you're having to make, basically, if you think about it, having to make 2.5 yards per play to get a first down. in four down sequence. So you mean to tell me you can't get seven and a half feet? We can't run the ball for 7.5 feet? That's what all I'm trying to do. To the point where, and this is a very interesting quote from Brent Venables. Quote, every drive is becoming more and more important. Where you might have been out there for 13 or 14 drives, you could afford to have a couple bad drives. The less drives there are, the less room for error. And on both sides of the ball, people are just being more efficient than ever and making their opportunities count. Yeah, if you're on offense, if you had it for 15 drives, you could afford 5 or 6 or 7 three and outs. If you had 15 drives, you had 5, 6, 7 three and outs, and you scored on the other drives, you're scoring 56 points. Well, now you get the ball for 8 drives, and if you have 5, 6, 3 point three and outs, now you're scoring 14 points. Not three and outs, but if you don't score on those, then you're scoring 14 points because, again, you're possessing it more because you're not punting as much and you're not kicking long field goals as much.
That makes a lot of sense.
Sequencing. And another thing, too, I think you could say this. I think we need to have our points per possession needs to be a key deal here because you're still talking about, like, last year, the number is up from 2015. The points per drive in 2015 was 2.11. Points in 2017, 2.11. Now it's 2.24. So, really, if you think about it, if you hold someone to a field goal try now in which they make two-thirds of the field goals they try, then you're holding people under the national average per drive. If every single drive ended with a field goal attempt and they only made 2 out of 3 field goals, then you've actually done a great job on defense because you get hold of 2 points per drive rather than 2.24 points per drive.
Yeah. You bring up a good point. Why haven't we had this points per possession in football? Because that is standard in basketball.
Yes. Points per possession in football, when you had, this is simple math, all right? On a 15-drive game, all right? In 2017, where you had it 15 times, all right? Bear with me here. 15 times 2.11. You're scoring 31.6 points per game. Now, it goes up 2.24, but now you got it 10 times. Now you're scoring 22 points a game.
Yeah.
So you're scoring more points per drive, but the point there's just fewer drives. And let me give you this just an example of that. In the national championship game this past year, Indiana and Miami. Let me find this one. Let me tell you how many drives there were. 2025. Bear with me 1 second here. Sequencing. Did you think that was going to be the word that we used today?
No, not at all.
All right. Sequencing. Indiana had it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. End of half is it shouldn't really count as 1, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They had 11. They had 11 times. Miami had it 11 times. So that game actually worked out about right. 2.24 for 11 drives is 25 points, and the game was 27-21.
Indiana had it 10 drives, 11 if you count their final drive in which they killed the clock.
Right, and they killed the clock in the first half as well, so that's basically 9 drives.
Wow, so 3 points per
that was
3 points,
points
per drive with the intent of scoring.
Right. 27 points.
Wow.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Sequencing is the new word in college football. Now, a texture gets in saying, in a world, two teams play for national championship, let's just slow it down while we hire a high tempo guy. Now, you need to go fast when you need to go fast, like in the house and end of games, but I don't think you're going to see Chad Morris in the hurry up, no huddle, like it's 2013. I don't think you're going to see that this year. I think that those – I don't think the tempo era is dead and gone, but I do think – and you need to be able to do it when you need to be able to do it, but that won't be your base anymore. And you'll see a lot more huddling. And, again, part of that has to do with stealing signs. teams are huddling more now in order to take that aspect away from it. All of it leads into fewer plays, fewer drives at least. Much fewer drives and a few fewer plays. Anyway, interesting stuff. All right, short break. We will come back. Final segment of a Tuesday show right after this. But they have a guy who's actually been a head coach and coach, and they have a competent head coach in Bob Chesney. And they got a bunch of – they're the most experienced team in the country coming back. I think I'm right by saying that. They went 3-9 last year with the three wins against Penn State, Michigan State, and Maryland. Lost to New Mexico last year by 25. How about that? Lost to UNLV by 7. Lost to New Mexico by 25. Lost to Northwestern and lost to Utah. Lost to Indiana. I mean, they're terrible. 3-9. They'll be one of the most improved teams in the country. NECO and UCLA. Welcome back. Our great friends at Double Dog Video. We needed a video done at our station, and what did we do? We went with Double Dog. Double Dog Video. Check them out. Their website says it all. Some of the companies they're working with. You might not know how to write the copy. I know you don't know how to do the videography. Don't fool yourself into thinking you have an iPhone. I can make a video for a company now. Yeah, that's where you'll get embarrassed by your company. Think about getting the professionals in there. And much more affordable than you ever believe. Double Dog Dare. If you don't like your video, you give it back. They give you money back. No one's ever done that of their tons of clients. They're great friends at DoubleDogVideo.com. Let me give you one other stat here. I feel like Nerd Alert and Billy Kwok. But time of possession in correlation to scoring defense. The team, by no surprise, the team that led the country in time of possession last year was Army. And Army is not a great defensive team by any stretch of the imagination. Army was 40th in the country in scoring defense. Not very athletic, but again, Army is the number one team as far as keeping the ball, playing keep away. And the same thing can be said about Air Force. Air Force, I need to find out where they were. But Air Force, you know, they did it. I'm not going to count the service academies. But let me give you the top five teams in the country as far as non-service academies now and where they ranked when it comes to scoring defense. James Madison, top five time of possession last year on offense, scoring defense, 13th in the country. Georgia, top five time of possession last year on offense, scoring defense, 10th in the country. Miami, top five time of possession on offense last year, scoring defense, 5th in the country. Indiana, top five time of possession on offense, 2nd in this country in scoring defense. And Ohio State, top five time of possession offense last year, number one scoring defense. Your defense stays off the field. Now, a lot of that is, hey, the defense is so good, they go three and out. You know, so there's a catch 22 in there somewhere. But the point is, the more you possess the ball on offense, the fewer defensive plays you play, fewer amount of minutes you're on the field defensively, the fewer points you give up. Pretty simple.
It's a shocker that Indiana was in the top five of two categories.
Of every category.
Never mind.
Now, I will say this. There's always reactions to this. And I'll tell you what's coming in the next few years. We'll see the tempo come back because people say, hey, we got to do it differently. We got to find a way to do it differently. So tempo will come back. But in the end, all this is the NFL. This is a direct descendant from the NFL. So let me give you this. This is this past weekend. Pick any game. Pick a game, any game. Pick a team, and I'll tell you what they did this past week. Any NFL team out there?
Chargers.
the Los Angeles slash San Diego slash wherever they end up next, the Chargers. All right, the Chargers this past weekend, I know they played because I watched them play. The Chargers played the Texans, and they won 27-7. All right? The Chargers ran 60 plays, and the Titans ran 52 plays. Remember now, Chad Morris was 80. Got a good 80 plays a game. 60 plays to 52 plays. The Chargers won the game 27-7, and the Chargers won the time of possession 32.5 to 27.5. Give me one more example before we get to a phone call and texting.
Detroit Lions.
The Detroit Lions. They lost to the Bengals 16-14. Total plays. They had 58 plays in the game. Now the Bengals had 69. Whoa, Bengals. Whoa, nice. Bengals had time of possession. But the team that possessed it more won the game. Now, that was, again, we grew up, not grow up, but we were talking about cutting our teeth here in the last 10 years where that wasn't always the case. But it appears to be the case now. Interesting stuff. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands at Allstate, 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. I'm going to go back to a thought before we get to Butch and Fountainhead. I'm going to go back to a thought that I gave earlier in the show. On November the 2nd of this year coming, November the 7th, I'm sorry, November the 7th, this year coming up, we're going to have Notre Dame fourth in the country currently. AP poll came out yesterday, so now we know rank is up. Right now we're going to have number 7 Miami at number 4 Notre Dame. I think a pretty good number 24 Louisville at Georgia Tech game. We'll have number 18, Penn State, at number 17, Washington. We'll have a Michigan-Michigan State game. Michigan's ranked, Michigan State's not. We'll have the Holy War, 14th-ranked BYU and 21st-ranked Utah. We'll have Bama at 13 and LSU at 11. We'll have 10th-ranked Oklahoma going to Florida. We'll have 8th-ranked A&M coming to South Carolina. We'll have 5th-ranked Texas going to 25th-ranked Missouri. We'll have 3rd-ranked Georgia going to 9th-ranked Ole Miss. And we'll have 2nd-ranked Oregon going to top-ranked Ohio State. That's on November the 7th. And I need to find Clemson, so I'll make a point out of this, I think, here in a second.
And I'm excited about NFL preseason.
And Clemson goes to Syracuse. You see my point about getting out of the ACC through all that? Anyway, but so 1 versus 2, 3 versus 9, 5 versus 25, 13 versus 11, 14 versus 21, 18 versus 17, and 7 versus 4. You don't have to wait to November now. That's the best weekend of the year in the preseason, or at least looking at it now. The other one was in that September 26th, the 7th weekend.
Yes.
In this one, you'll have 20th-ranked Tennessee hosting 5th-ranked Texas. You'll have Wisconsin going 8th-ranked Penn State. 22nd-ranked Iowa at 16th-ranked Michigan. South Carolina goes to 13th-ranked Alabama. 9th-ranked Ole Miss goes to Florida. 8th-ranked A&M goes to 11th-ranked LSU. 10th-ranked Oklahoma goes to 3rd-ranked Georgia. 2nd-ranked Oregon goes to 14th-ranked Southern Cal. And Illinois and Ohio State, the big one as well. So that's week 4 this year is a big one. In week 1... Let me get Butch. I'll tell you about week 1 for the 2-minute drill. Pratt Injury Lawyer phone lines. Butch and Fountain Inn. Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Fine, brother. How you doing?
Blessed, man. So stinking blessed.
We on the right side of the dirt.
Yes,
we are.
Yeah.
So what I'm interpreting from what you said this morning, then, we're basically going back to what we used to call in the old days Alabama football.
Yeah.
Slowing it down.
Ground and pound.
Yep.
100%. Yep.
Well, for the folks that wasn't born back then, they'll get to see an interesting play of football, you know?
It's 3 yards and a cloud of dust.
Yes.
What we
yes. Men being men.
Yeah. line up, smash, and hold on to it, and it's the fast, the tempo's dead.
Football.
Yeah, that's what you got. That's, no doubt.
Well, and like you said, it'll come back. High tempo offense, it'll come back because it when it came around, it was like, oh my God, you know.
Well, let me, you know, a way to think about it too. If we love offense and scoring is going to be down, is that bad for the game? And will we see? Will we see the fans not liking that part of it? Because, you know, baseball, we did steroids so we get more home runs. So do we want more offense? We would demand that more?
They won't like it, Mickey. That's why we changed it in the first place.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, that's the whole reason.
That's a very good
Everybody
point.
Everybody was complaining about it.
Yeah, I'm with you, buddy.
So
I know.
Well, I'm interested to see it.
No doubt. And, by the way, I didn't do the South Carolina stuff for you today, but South Carolina time possession was not good last year. It was not
good. No, it wasn't good.
No, it was not
good. Hey, what about the defense time of possession?
Yeah.
Possession? That was,
you were on the field.
That was on the field.
Yeah, on the field way too much if you're South Carolina last year.
Yes, sir.
No doubt about that. Yes. All right, brother.
But thank you.
Always good to hear from you. To that point, and some might ask, that, Eric Newton, get the best 2 minute, I mean, the best music of the day over there, 2 minute drill, EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. Talking to Jeff last night about everything's going great, building houses and doing a great job of it. EricNewton.com, get in touch with him, certainly help you out with anything needed in real estate in the Clemson area. Clemson was 36th in the country in time of possession last year, and that didn't work out great for him. South Carolina, as I finish up. Can I get the best music of the day while I look for South Carolina on here?